here's a story from The World.
It's not often you see a head of state go on trial while still in office, but in Israel today, that is precisely what's going on. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's motorcade pulled up to the Jerusalem District Courthouse this morning, where he's facing charges of corruption. Outside, hundreds of people protested for and against Netanyahu. This comes just 2 weeks after the country's fourth national election in 2 years. Joining me from Tel Aviv is The World's Ariel Osseran. As we pointed out many times on the show before, Ariel, this is not the first time Netanyahu is appearing in court on a range of corruption charges. What is different about this time?
Today, it really kicked off with the beginning of witness testimonies. Now, today we heard from the first witness. His name is Ilan Yeshua. He was the chief editor of the Walla news site that's at the center of this case. So Yeshua described hundreds of demands for positive coverage sent by email, phone calls, and texts. And all these demands were sent on behalf of Netanyahu and his wife, Sarah, and were delivered through messengers.
So that's some of the most toxic charges. Remind us what some of the other charges are.
Netanyahu is charged with three main counts of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in three different cases that were consolidated into one mega case. In one case, Netanyahu was charged with receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gifts from wealthy friends. And in another, he's accused of trying to orchestrate positive media coverage with the head of Israel's main newspaper. The third and most serious case, which was at the focus of today's hearing, alleges that Netanyahu backed legislation worth hundreds of millions of dollars to an Israeli telecommunications mogul. In return, that mogul would promise Netanyahu positive coverage on the news site he owned.
All righty. So while Netanyahu is facing all these charges, he's also trying to form a government and remain prime minister, right? Such as the outcome of the election 2 weeks back.
Yeah, Marco, like you said, the elections were 2 weeks ago, but that again didn't lead to a decisive outcome. Neither Netanyahu nor his main rivals managed to reach a majority of 61 seats. But what was interesting, if you turn on TV this morning in Israel, you had a real dramatic split screen. On the left hand, you could see Israel's longest serving prime minister appearing in court. And on the right side, you had Israel's president, Reuven Rivlin, meeting at his house with party leaders in his ceremonial role to help set up the government. I don't see how this leads to a government, President Rivlin saying, and he goes on to add that the public is worried that this might lead to a fifth election. I think democracy has run its course at this point, he says, with four elections in 2 years. Now, I just want to point out that despite not winning a majority in the last four elections, Netanyahu has still remained in power as prime minister. By law, the last sitting prime minister stays on until the next one begins his or her term. But if he can't form a stable government himself, and it appears that his opponents can't either, a fifth election would become most likely. And if there are no surprises, that appears to be the most likely outcome right now.
The World's Ariel Osseran in Tel Aviv. Thanks very much for the update on the corruption trial of sitting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
You're welcome, Marco.